服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年12月20日，星期日。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱的阿叔，亲爱的Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典波迦瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 9, answer by citing the Lord's version. And today you read from text 14 until 17.
Okay. 我们今天继续阅读圣殿博迦瓦坛第二篇第九章，引用至尊主的说法作答。我们今天要读的诗节呢，是从第14诗节到第17诗节。
Shri. Yatra. Rupini. Urugaya. Padayo. Shri Yatra Rupini Urugaya Padayo.
Shri Yatra Rupini Urugaya Padayo.
Karoti. Manam. Baudha. Vibhuti bhi. Karoti manam baudha vibhuti bhi.
Karoti manam baudha vibhuti bhi.
Prankam. Prita. Ya. Kusumakara.
Anugai.
Renkam Shritaya Kusumakara Anugai.
Renkam Shritaya Kusumakara Anugai.
Vigiyamana. Priya karma. Gayati. Vigiyamana. Priya karma gayati.
Vigiyamana. Priya karma gayati.
Riryatra rupini urugaya padayo.
Priyatra rupini urugaya padayo.
Karoti manam baudha vibhuti bhi.
Karoti manam baudha vibhuti bhi.
Prankham shritaya kusuma karananugair.
Prankham shritaya kusuma karananugair.
Vigiyamana priya karma gayati.
Vigiyamana priya karma gayati.
Okay, word for word.
Return.
Shri.
幸运女神。
Yatra.
Yatra. 在瓦坦塔星球中。Sorry, 阿叔。
Rupini.
Rupini 以她的超然形象。
Urugaya,
由伟大的奉献者所歌颂的至尊主。
Padayo,
在至尊主的莲花足下。
Karoti,
坐。
Manam,
可敬的服务。
Baudha,
多样化的设备。
Vibhuti bhi
由他的女伴陪同。
Renkam
Rinkang, 娱乐活动。
Shrita,
Shrita, 托比鱼。
Ya,
Ya, 水。
Kusumakara,
Kusumakara, 春天。
Anugai,
Anugai, 油黑蜜蜂。
Vigiyamana,
Vigiyamana, 由歌曲追随。
Priyakarma,
Priyakarma, 最亲爱的人的活动。
Gayati,
Gayati, 歌唱。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，以超人形象出现的幸运女神为至尊主的莲花族做爱心服务。
当他春天里的黑蜜蜂在他的身边飞舞，并高唱赞美他的歌，他与他永恒的同伴们不仅做多种多样的快乐的活动侍奉至尊主，而且还吟唱着赞美至尊主活动的颂歌。阿叔，阿叔。
So text 15, I read the translation, the Sanskrit.Dadasha Trakila Satvatam Patim Shriya Patim Yagapatim Jagat Patim Sunandananda Pralara Nadibi Sva Pashadhagre Parisevitam Vibhum. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
第十五诗节的译文和要旨由Srila Prabhupada提供。人格守神是全体奉献者的主人，幸运女神的夫君。一切祭祀之主和宇宙之主，在瓦昆特星球中 ，Brahma 看到 Nanda、Sunanda、Pavala 和 Arhana 等至尊主最重要的仆人及亲密同伴都在为至尊主服务。要知，我们一旦谈到国王，自然就知道国王的身边有秘书、私人秘书、侍从、武官、大臣和顾问等。他信任的人与他在一起，因此我们看到至尊主时也看到了他不同的能量，亲信贴身的仆人等与他在一起。所以至尊主作为众生的领袖，全体奉献者的主人，一切财富之主、祭祀之主及他的整体创造中一切事物的享受者，不仅仅是至尊的人，而且始终被他亲密的同伴围绕着，他们全都忙着为他做超然的爱心服务。他说 ，Do I need to read the translation now, or I will wait for later?
Wait for later.
Okay.
Okay, you read it purport already, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, 16. Britya prasada dimukam drig asavam.Prasana hasaruna lochananam, piritinam kundalinam chaturbujam, pitam shukam vakshasi lakshitam shriya. Translation and purport by Sri Bangresh Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由舍勒帕帕提供，这是第16世节。人格守神亲切地斜视着他所爱的仆人们，眼神令人陶醉，极富魅力。称得上是非常显得非常的满意，他微笑的脸庞上泛着迷人的淡红色，他身穿黄色的礼服，戴着耳环和冠冕，他有四只手臂，胸前有幸运女神的线形标志。要旨，在《莲花往事书》最后一篇中 ，Uttarakhanda 详细的描述了至尊主接见他永恒的奉献者的地方 ，Yuga Pit， 在那里。宗教的人格化身、知识的人格化身、财富的人格化身和气绝的人格化身全都坐在至尊主的莲花足旁。Riga 立句 Sama Shamo Yajur
伊柔以及阿塔尔瓦、阿达婆这四部韦达经 Vedas 也都是在场给至尊主提建议。在场的还有以 Chandra 以 Chanda 为首的16种能量。Chanda 和 Kumuda 是第一手，是第一道门的守卫，中间那道门的守卫是 Bhadra 和 Subhadra， 最后一道门的守卫则是 Jaya 和 Vijaya。那里还有其他的门卫，他们分别是 Kumuda、Kumudaksha、Pundarika、Vamana、Shankukarna、Sarvanetra、Sumukha 等。至尊主的宫殿装饰的金碧辉煌，华美绝伦，并由上述的门卫守卫着。
Adyarhaniyasan ashtitam param vritam chatusudasha pancha shakti bhi yuktam bhage svairi taratra chadruvay sae svaeva dhamam ramananam ishparam. Again, translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文要旨由舍尔帕帕提供。至尊主坐在他的宝座上，簇拥在他周围的是四种能量、16种能量、5种能量、6种自然财富和其他短暂显示的琐碎能量等至尊主的各种能量，但他是真正的至尊主，享受着他个人的居所。要旨，至尊主本身具有16种财富，他最富有、最有力量、最著名、最美丽、最有知识、最气绝。就物质创造能量而言，有物质自然 Prakriti Purusha、 物质创造实体 Mahatattva 和假我 Ego 这四种五种元素，包括土、水、火、气、空间，五个感官器官，包括眼、耳、鼻、舌、皮肤，五个工作感官，包括手、腿、胃、肛门、生殖器和心念，这16种，以及包含形象、滋味、气味、声音和触碰对象在内的五个感官对象，共25种能量。他们不仅能在物质创造中侍奉至尊主，而且也亲自在外昆塔为至尊主做服务。八种微不足道的财富，瑜伽师为了得到的短暂的控制权而练就的八种神通，也都受至尊主的控制。但他本人不用任何努力，自然就充满了这种力量。正因为如此，他是至尊主。生物体靠严格的苦修和严酷的身体锻炼，可以短暂的获得一些神通，但那并不能够使他成为至尊主。至尊主本人的力量比任何瑜伽师都大无数倍，他比任何思辨者都更有学问，学识无限，他无限富有，比任何有钱人都富有，他的美无与伦比，任何美丽的生物都比不上他，他无比仁慈，任何慈善家与他相比都会汗颜无地，他在一切之上，没有人与他平等或比他伟大，没人能靠任何程度的苦修或瑜伽锻炼在上述神通方面到达他那种完美的境界。瑜伽师要依靠他的恩典，他那无比仁慈的性格使他会出于怜悯，把瑜伽师渴求的短暂力量赐给他们一些。但对他那些除了想要为他做奉爱服务而别无所求的纯粹奉献者，他是那么高兴，甚至把自己交给了他们，以回报他们为他所做的纯粹的奉爱服务。
Okay, read the translation of the four verses.
Oh, yeah.
One after another. Don't need to say the number.
Yeah. 我现在重新再把所有的这些译文的诗节再念一遍。以超然形象出现的幸运女神为至尊主的莲花族做爱心服务。当他在荡秋千时，春天里的黑风在他身边飞舞，并高唱赞美他的歌。
他与他永恒的同伴们不仅做各种各样的快乐事物，侍奉至尊主，而且还会吟唱赞美至尊主活动的颂歌。人格守神是全体奉献者的主人，幸运女神的夫君，一切祭祀之主和宇宙之主。在瓦昆塔星球中， Brahma 看到看到Nanda、Sunanda、Pabala 和 Arhana 等至尊主最重要的仆人及其亲密的同伴都在为至尊主服务。人格守神亲切地斜视着他所爱的仆人们，眼神令人陶醉，极富魅力，显得非常满意。他微笑的脸庞上泛着迷人的淡红色，他身穿黄色的礼服，戴着耳环和冠冕，他有四只手臂，胸前有幸运女神的线形标志。至尊主坐在他的宝座上，簇拥在他周围的是四种能量、十六种能量、五种能量、六种自然财富和其他短暂显示的琐碎能量等至尊主的各种能量，但他是真正的至尊主，享受着他个人的住所。
Shakshurmilitam jana tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano vishtam stapitam yena namaum vishnu padaya krishna prestaya bhutale srimati bhakti vedanta swami iti namine namaste sarasvati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunavadi pashata deshatarine shri chaitanya mano vishtam stapitam yena bhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam Panchakaupatarubhyacha kripa sindubhyaye vacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So here we see the descriptions of the Vaikuntha planets given by Lord Brahma, who is a self-realized soul.
那我们在这里所看到的呢，是由自我觉悟的灵魂主 Brahma 他向我们描述的 Vaikuntha 的景象。
We are not hearing this information from the newspapers or from the television broadcast.
所以呢，我们并不是从电视广播或者是从新闻上了解这些信息的。
Or the history books.
或者是从历史书上。
No, we hear this from self-realized souls.
不是的，我们是从自我觉悟的灵魂那里在聆听这样的信息。
Perfect persons, free from all the defects of material existence.
他是一个完美的人，他摆脱了所有的这些物质的缺陷。
They are free from all the imperfections.
对呢，他们是摆脱了所有这些不完美的。
Their senses are perfect engaged in the Lord's service. Their senses perceive reality.
他们的感官呢是完美的，在从事着对主的服务，而他们的感官呢是能够感知到实相的。
They see this material energy, this illusion energy, like Lord Brahma sees, but he sees also the spiritual reality, the spiritual world.
主 Brahma 他其实是能够看到这些物质能量显现的这种虚幻能量，但是呢，他也能够看到在灵性世界的实景。
So not only is in contact with the external energy because he's manipulating it in order to do the secondary creation, but he is also in contact with the transcendental energy of the Lord, the internal energy.
所以呢，他不仅仅是和主的外在能量相连接，因为他必须要 和主的外在能量相连接，然后才能够在物质世界进行这第二重创造。但与此同时呢，它也是与主在灵性世界的永恒的能量相连接在一起的。
So how did he attain this vision? How he became qualified to see the transcendental realm of the Lord?
但是他是怎么得到这样的视域的呢？他是如何有了这样的资格，能够看到主的超然的居所的景象呢？
Because of the mercy of the Lord.
就是因为得到了主的仁慈。
And how did he receive the mercy of the Lord?
但是他又如何得到主的仁慈的呢？
What qualified him to receive the mercy where so many others don't have that mercy?
是什么使他有了这样的资格，能够得到这样的仁慈，可是还有很多的人没有得到这样的仁慈呀？
Because of engaging in loving service to the Lord.
就是因为他在从事着对主的爱心服务。
So he pleased the Lord by his loving service, and Lord allowed him to enter into the transcendental realm and see how everybody in the transcendental world is engaged in a loving service of the Lord's lotus feet.
就是因为他对主的爱心服务，取悦了主，使得主呢就允许他能够进入到这超然的维度，然后进入到这超然的主的这个灵性世界，然后在这里呢，他就能够看到在这里的所有的人如何非常开心的服务在主的莲花足旁。
Everybody serving the Lord is engaged in loving service of the Lord in the transcendental world.
在超人的世界里，所有的人都在从事着对主的充满了爱的服务中。
Led by the goddess of fortune, she is engaging everyone.
在幸运女神的领导之下，幸运女神她使每一个人都能够为主做爱心服务。
They offer all kinds of service to the Lord.
他们向主在献上各种各样的服务。
And the Lord is very pleased with them.
主非常的被他们所取悦。
And naturally, all the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they are also very pleased. They are in great bliss.
那所以就很自然的，在百昆特的所有的这些居民们。都非常的开心，他们都是处在极乐之中的。
Selfless service, loving, selfless service.
他们为主做的是充满了爱的完全无私的服务。
This is exactly what you don't find in the material world.
但是这恰恰是我们在物质世界没有找到的事物。
We don't have real love in the material world.
在这物质世界我们没有真爱。
We don't have the real service attitude.
因为在这物质世界我们并没有一个真正的服务的态度。
Everybody is very selfish.
所有的人都很自私。
Self-centered or self-expanded, but everybody is selfish.
所有的人呢都处于以自我为中心，或者是以自我为中心的一种扩展，但是呢，所有的人都很自私。
Everybody is concerned about their own bodies, taking care of own bodies, or the bodies of those who are connected with their own bodies.
所有人考虑的只是如何去照顾好自己的躯体，以及照顾好和自己躯体相连的事物。
Nobody cares about offering service without any selfish motivation.
对，没有人想要在没有任何的个人动机的情况下去做服务，大家对这事儿不感兴趣。
Even the most selfless love in the material world, the love of a mother for a child, can be tinged with so much selfishness. She's expecting so much from the child when the child grows up.
即使在这物质世界最能够代表无私的爱的母爱。这种母爱里面其实也是染上了自私的这种色彩的，因为他总是对他的孩子有着很多的期待，他希望他的孩子长大了以后呢有很多的回应，有很多的回馈。
So there is no real selfless love in the material world.
所以在这个物质世界是没有无私的爱的。
But in the spiritual world, everybody just wants to serve Krishna. They feel so much bliss in serving Krishna.
但是在灵性世界呢，所有的人内心想的只是想要去服务 Krishna， 因为他们在觉得，因为他们在服务 Krishna 的这个过程中呢，感受到了很多的极乐。
And Krishna reciprocates with these devotees by also serving them and making them feel so blissful. As he is blissful, he makes them experience the same bliss.
而 Krishna 呢，也会给予这些奉献者以回应，他也会这个服务回他们，然后从而呢给这个奉献者让他们感受到他所感受到的这种极乐之情。
So Krishna is God is not alone. God is surrounded by unlimited number of devotees.
那主他是主
is not alone.
Yeah. Ashu, you're saying Krishna, right? You did mention Krishna, right?
The Lord is not alone.
Lord, okay. 那主呢？他是神。那神呢？他是不会一个人待着的，在他身边呢，围绕着很多很多的奉献者。
And Lord Brahma is giving this description, is explaining what he has seen to his son Narada Muni, and Shukadeva Goswami is using this dialogue to also describe what's going on in the spiritual world to Maharaj Parikshit.
Narada 他在灵性世界所看到的这些景象在描述给他的儿子 Narada Muni 听。那么Shri Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他就在引述这段对话来向Parikshita王在描述灵性世界都是怎样的情景。
And this has been recorded by Srila Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam.
而这一切呢都被 Srila Vyasadeva 记录在了圣典布加瓦坛里。
For our purpose, for our benefit,
是为了我们的利益。
So we can know there is a real world, a world where there is really happiness, there is really love, where you can associate freely with the Supreme Lord and those wonderful devotees. It exists.
这样呢，就让我们知道，真的有一个充满了爱和充满了喜乐、幸福的世界。在那个地方呢，可以很自由的和主联谊，以及和主的充满了爱心的奉献者们一起联谊。
Describing everything in detail.
所以呢，所有的这些细节都被描述了出来。
Like a touristic brochure, you know, with so many details about a very nice place in Hainan Island, so we can feel attracted to go and visit there, the blue sky and the coconut trees and the beach and the flowers, and it's so attractive, and the weather, and all these descriptions are there to attract the visitors to go there.
这就像是一本旅游概览一样，就好像是一个介绍海南旅游的指南。在这本指南手册里面呢，就描述了，这里面的风景是如此的秀丽，空气是如此的宜人，天气是如此的好，而且呢还有海滩，有椰树，有海风，所以呢到那儿去一定会很享受，所以呢就希望能够到那儿去。
So Lord Brahma is giving a very clear description.
所以呢，主 Brahma 呢就给我们一个非常清晰的描述。
Because he has seen.
因为他看到了。
He has been there.
他去过那儿。
So we can trust his description.
所以说我们是可以相信这样的描述的。
Because as we said, he's free from all imperfections of the material world.
因为刚才我们已经说了，主 Brahma 他是摆脱了在物质世界的一切的不完美的。
His senses are perfect because they are always engaged in Krishna's service.
因为他总是在进行着对主 Krishna 的对主的服务，所以说呢，他的感官是完美的。
He's never covered by illusion.
所以他从来都不会被幻象所覆盖。
So he does not commit mistakes.
他也不会犯错。
And he does not try to cheat others for his own purpose or his own motivation.
他也不会为了自己的私利或者为了一些个人的动机去欺骗别人。
His only interest is to glorify the Lord, to glorify the spiritual reality so that we also become attracted and we make an effort to try to make an effort to get out of this miserable material world.
他唯一想做的事情呢就是要荣耀主，要荣耀这灵性的真相。那这样的话呢就会让我们对此而感兴趣，然后呢我们也希望能够做出一番努力，然后摆脱这物质的苦难。
It says the Lord has a beautiful bluish, sky bluish complexion, very glowing sky bluish complexion.
描述中说呢，主他是具有着绽放着蓝天般的光芒的肤色。
And he has four arms.
他有四只手臂。
And he has lotus eyes.
他有莲花眼。
And all the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they also have a form like that.
而且在 Vaikuntha 的所有的这些生物体，他们的形象也都是像主的这样的形象。
So it sounds very attractive.
所以这听起来是非常的具有吸引力的。
He's not alone, the Lord. He's always surrounded by his dear devotees, his energies, his potencies, who are all personified. They are all surrounding him, serving him with so much loving devotion.
而且主呢，他也从来都不是自己一个人在独处。在他周围呢，总是围绕着充满了爱心的奉献者，以及他的能量、他的力量，也都是以人格化身的形式围绕他的身边，以各种各样的爱的方式在服务着他。
So is served by so many personalities. They are happy. They are happy to be the servants of that one supreme Lord. They are not envious of him because they feel so great, so much happiness in serving him.
就在他周围呢，围绕着这么许多的人物，在非常的快乐的心境下在服务着他，因为他们在服务他的过程中呢，感受到的是如此的快乐，所以呢，他们对于服务至尊主根本就没有任何的嫉妒心。
Like an important person in this world, a king or a president, is always accompanied by his associates, his secretary, his private secretaries, ministers, his advisors are always there. He's always surrounded.
那就比如像在咱们物质世界的这些国王也是如此，他们永远都是被一堆就是被一群仆人和这个就是周围永远都是环绕着一群人的，比如他们的秘书啊，贴身秘书啊，顾问呐、还有仆人呐、总是围绕在他们的身边。
Otherwise, what is the meaning of a king or president if he's alone?
对，如果要是国王他要是自己独处的话，那他也就不称之为国王或者总统了。
God is a person and is surrounded by many other persons who assist him and serve him in many different ways.
那神呢是一个人，在他的周围呢就围绕着很多很多的人们，然后这些人们呢以各种各样的方式在协助着他，在侍奉着他。
How can we think of God to be just alone there beyond the clouds, just counting the scores, who is doing good, who is doing bad, sending them to heaven, sending them to hell? How can you imagine just a God alone there?
我们怎么能想象主他就一个人孤孤单单的在云端之上，然后呢在记录着大家的行为啊，这个人做的不错，那个人做的不对，这个人要送到天堂，那个人要送到地狱，我们怎么能够想象神他是这样一种形象呢？
How can you conceive a Lord like that who is alone?
所以我们怎么可能把神理解成是独处的呢？
old man with long robes, just sitting there, very morose, just counting who is doing good, who is doing bad.
就是一个裹着袍子的一个老人家，然后呢，很郁闷的坐在那儿，然后去点数着这人做的不错，那个人做的不好。
Or considering God as zero, or just an energy, just an impersonal energy.
或者又如何把神想象成是一种零空无的状态，只是一种非人格的能量呢？
No, he is surrounded. He is surrounded by, he is a person and he is surrounded by many wonderful devotees.
不是这样的，他是一个人，而且他周围呢环绕着很多非常美妙的奉献者们。
He is the most opulent person and he shares his opulence with his devotees.
他是最富有的人，而且呢他会把他所有的这些富有分享给他的周围的奉献者们。
So the devotees in the spiritual world, they don't hanker to have any possession because they have the Lord, and whatever the Lord has, they can use in His service. They share the opulence of the Lord.
所以说呢，这些奉献者们，他们根本就不渴求得到任何的财产，因为他们是和主在一起。所以说呢，他们想要。用什么来服务主，他们都是可以去用主的这个财富去做的，他们要想用就可以用。
The Lord possesses everything, so the devotee does not need anything when he's serving the Lord.
主他拥有一切，所以说呢，当奉献者他们要服务主的时候，他们实际上是不需要任何东西的。
If we know Krishna and we have Krishna, then why should we hanker for any other things?
如果我们知道有 Krishna 这样一个人物，而且我们有 Krishna 的话，那我们还需要去想获得别的什么呢？
So we should only anchor to get Krishna, to get Krishna's protection.
所以说呢，我们唯一想要渴望得到的就是 Krishna， 想要得到的是 Krishna 的保护。
If we have Krishna, then we get everything.
因为如果我们要有 Krishna 的话，我们就拥有了一切。
If we simply try to know Krishna, then we know everything.
那如果我们要是只是去了解 Krishna 的话，那也就意味着我们了解了一切。
If we want to satisfy Krishna, then we have all our needs satisfied.
如果我们只是想要让 Krishna 感到满意的话，那也就意味着我们所有的需求都得到了满意。
So Krishna is always blissful, and his devotees who are serving him with loving devotion, they're always blissful.
那 Krishna 他永远都是极乐的，所以说呢，怀着爱心服务 Krishna 的这些奉献者们，也永远都是处在极乐的状态下的。
So Lord Brahma is describing how the Lord is seated on his throne and is surrounded by his many and different energies.
对，主 Brahma 就在描述着主他如何端坐在王座之上，然后呢，他周围围绕着他所有的这些能量们。
Is surrounded by his six opulences.
他这个他所拥有的六项富裕也围绕在他的周围。
You know, with the six opulences, wealth, power, fame, beauty.Knowledge, renunciation, all these opulences are in a personified form serving the Lord.
那我们知道主的这六项富裕是财富、美丽、力量、知识、气绝和名声。那么他们都是以人格形象围绕在主的周围。
In this material world, everybody is after these opulences.
在这物质世界，所有的人都在追随着这六项富裕。
We all fight to have these opulences and to have them more than others.
我们所有人都在挣扎着努力获得所有的这些富裕，并且希望自己能够比别人拥有的更多。
Everybody wants to be the most rich, the most wealthy, the most powerful, the most famous, the most beautiful, the most knowledgeable. Everybody wants these opulences.
所有人呢都希望自己是最富有的、最出名的、最美丽的、最有力量的、最有知识的。所有人都在追求着所有的这些富裕。
But in Vaikuntha, all these opulences are all there in their personified form, in their personal form, and they are all serving the Lord.
但是在 Vaikuntha 的星宿呢，所有的这些富裕都在那儿，而且他们都是以人格的形象显现在服务着主。
Sri Brahma saw that all the six opulences in their personified form. Here we're just interested in the opulences. We don't think about who is the person behind these opulences. There, Krishna is surrounded by these opulences.
所以说呢，主 Brahma 就在 Vaikuntha 星宿里面看到了所有的这些富裕。而且呢，看到了这些富裕的人格的形象。那么在这物质世界呢，我们所感受到的只是这些富裕所具备的这些能量，就能。但是我们并没有想象到，我们并不知道这些富裕背后的人格是什么样子的。
And all these material creative energies are also there.
而且所有这些物质创造的能量也都在主的旁边。
They served by, as he said, first he said, is surrounded in the translation of 7:17. He said, the Lord is sitting on his throne and was surrounded by his different energies like the 4, the 16, the 5, and the 6 natural opulences.
那就像在这第十七十节里面所说的，至尊主在他的宝坐在他的宝座上，簇拥在他周围的是四种能量、十六种能量、五种能量、六种自然财富和其他六种自然财富。
So the six opulences we just described.
那所以这六种自然财富刚才我们已经描述了。
And then it's served by four. What that means, Srila Prabhupada explains that it represents Prakriti.Purusha, Mahatattva, and Ego.
然后呢，在它周围的还有这四种能量。Srila Prabhupada在要旨里面解释的这四种能量是什么？它们指的是 Prakriti, Purusha, Mahatattva 和假我 ，Ego.
Ego. So Prakriti is material nature, the external energy of the Lord.
Prakriti 是物质自然，是主的外在能量。
Purusha means the Supreme Lord, the Lord who possesses all these energies, the Supreme Male, the Supreme Enjoyer.
Purusha 是至尊主本人，是至尊的享乐者，至尊的男子，那是这个拥有所有的这些能量的那个人。
And then is Mahatattva.
然后呢，就是 Mahatattva。
Mahatattva means all the ingredients that are necessary for the material manifestations, including the bodies of the conditioned souls, everything, all the ingredients to create everything, to create all the forms.
Mahatattva 它意思呢是指的是创造所有这些物质形象，包括躯体的这些所有形象所需要的那些成分。
So this Mahatattva is divided in 16.
所以呢，这 Mahatattva 呢，它分成了16种。
And Srila Prabhupada said, these 16 are also there.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，就这十六种能量依然也都在这儿。
It includes the five elements.
包括五个元素。
Earth, water, air, fire, and ether.
土水火气空间。
The five senses of perception.
还有呢，就包括五个感官的器官。
The eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the skin.
眼、耳、鼻、舌，还有皮肤。
And the five working senses.
还有这五个工作的感官
，the hands, the legs, the stomach, the evacuation outlet, the genitals.
它们是包括手啊、腿、胃、肛门、生殖器。
And the 16th, the mind.
还有这第16项就是心意。
So this, all these elements constitute the Mahatattva.
所以呢，就是所有这16项，它们就构成了 Mahatattva。
And then there is the ego.
然后就是 ego, 假我，就我。
Yeah, we identify with these forms made of material energy.
就是我们认同于由物质能量所造成的我们的这个形象。
So these were the 16, and then the 5.
好，所以这是这十六项了，然后呢还有五种。
The 5 include the sense objects.
那这五种呢，包括的是感官对象。
Means forms, taste, smell, sound, touch.
它包括的是形象、滋味、气味、声音和触碰。
So all together make for 25 items for the material creation.
那么所有这一切呢，它一共就是25种能量，然后进行了物质的创造。
So these are the elements that serve the Lord.For the material creation. But all of them are present in Vaikuntha in their personal forms to serve the Lord.
对，所有这些呢，都是在物质创造中所需要的元素，但是呢，他们都是以人格的形象显现在了 Vaikuntha, 在 Vaikuntha的星宿在服务着主。
Here we only perceive the energy, but we don't perceive the personality that is the controller of that energy.
在这儿呢，我们只能感受到的是能量，但是我们没有办法真正的认知到控制着的能量的人格形象。
So everything is there with the Supreme Lord in their original forms, serving the Lord, because this either material energy, elements of material energy, spiritual energy, this is all connected to the Lord. They are all energies of the Lord meant for His service.
所以呢，所有的这一切的元素，全这些的能量，全部都是以人格的形象在瓦昆特的星宿服务着主。因为所有的这些能量，无论它是灵性能量还是物质能量，它其实都是主的能量，而且呢，它们存在的目的就是为了要服务主。
In the material world, because of false ego, we identify with these bodies. We think we are these bodies and everything is ours. So we become selfish.
那在这物质世界，就是由于这个假我，使我们认同了这具躯体。那我们觉得这具躯体是我们自己的，而且所有跟躯体相关的一切也都是我们自己的。所以这样呢，就会让我们变得非常的自私。
We identify with these bodies and...We want to satisfy these bodies in a selfish way without understanding that these are all energies of the Lord.
那因为我们认同于这具躯体，然后我们就想要以很自私的方式去取悦这具躯体，因为我们没有认知到这具躯体它其实是由主的能量所构成的。
So what Lord Brahma is trying to tell us is that.All these energies are there in the spiritual world in their personal form, intimately serving the Lord. And we are trying to get satisfaction by exploiting these energies for our selfish interest.
那所以主 Brahma 在这里面告诉我们呢，就是所有的这些能量，它们都是主的能量，而且呢，都是在以人格的这个形象，在 Vaikuntha 的星宿在服务着主。可是我们在这儿呢，却为了自己的利益，为了自己的享乐，在利用着这些能量，在剥削着这些能量。
So the difference is there. They are very ecstatic because they are serving all those energies are serving the Lord, and everybody is serving the Lord here because we don't want to serve the Lord. We're just trying to use, manipulate material energy for our own purpose.And the result, we are miserable.
所以这个区别就在于，在灵性世界呢，所有的人都在，所有的这些能量都在极乐中服务着主，而且呢也感到心满意足。但是呢，在这个物质世界呢，
由于我们没有认知到这一点，我们只是想要利用这些能量来满足自己的这个躯体的快乐，由于我们认知于自己躯体，所以说呢，其结果就导致了我们很痛苦。
So if you understand that when we try to engage all the energies that are available that the Lord manifests around us, if you use all these energies in Krishna's service, then these energies facilitate our existence.
所以，但如果我们要是明白，这些能量是主的能量，而且呢，我们要把显现在我们周围的这些能量用于对主的服务的话，那么这些能量它其实是会协助我们的存在的，是会支持我们的。
So we have to use we should use everything that we see, everything that we touch, everything that we smell, everything that we taste, we should use in Krishna's service.
所以说呢，我们应该把我们所能够看到的一切、闻到的一切、这个触碰到的一切，都用作对或者听到的一切，都用作对主的服务。
So we offer.A nice fragrant flower to Krishna before we smell it, or any other fragrance and perfume, whatever we offer to Krishna first, and then we smell after.
所以呢，在我们像在我们要闻一朵鲜花，或者是要闻任何的香味的之前，比如说香水啊，在闻这些东西之前呢，我们首先呢先要把它供给至尊主，然后呢我们再去闻。Yeah.
We don't taste anything that is not offered to the Lord.
在我们没有把食物供奉给主之前，我们是不会去品尝它的。
We don't want to hear whatever is not about the Lord, what is not glorification of the Lord.
而且我们也不想去听那些没有主的话题，不想去听那些没有对主的荣耀的话题。
Yeah, maybe the sound enters our ears, but we don't give attention because it's not about the glorification of the Lord.
也许这声音呢会进入到我们的耳孔，但是呢我们却不会去给它任何的关注，因为它的内容是跟主没关系的，是不是对主的荣耀。
And we engage our eyes to see this beautiful nature of the Lord and understand this is all the wonderful creation of the Lord.
让我们用眼睛呢去欣赏主所展现的非常美妙奇妙的本性，然后呢我们就能够了解所有这一切其实都是主的展现。
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita explains some of these opulences that are manifested in the material world so we can meditate on him.
在《薄伽梵歌》里面 Krishna 他就描述了一些在物质世界展现的他的富裕的景象。那所以呢，这些富裕的这种景象，我们就可以去冥想。
I am the light of the sun and the moon.
我是日月之光。
I'm the fragrance of the earth.
我是土泥土的芬芳。
I'm the heat in the fire.
我是火中的热。
I'm the taste in the water.
我是水中之甘味。
And goes on describing many, many things in this world that actually they are the manifestation of the Lord, is a manifestation of His energies. His energies are none different from Him.
所以呢，他就列出了很长的单子来告诉我们，在这个物质世界里面所显现的，其实都是由主的能量所显现的，而且呢，主的能量和主本人之间是没有任何的区别的。
But then after giving a long list of things that can help us to understand the presence of the Lord through His material energy, Krishna says, but this is just a little fragment of all my splendor, of all my potencies. It's just a little fragment. It's a fragment.
当 Krishna 他给我们列出了一长串由物质能量所显现出来的他的这个光灿就是他的这个辉煌之后呢，然后他又说，但是所有的这一切只不过是我所有的这个富裕能量的一就是一个火花而已。
So it means it's just indication that if you want to understand more of his opulences, you just have to serve him and go back to Vaikuntha, where you can see Krishna manifest surrounded by his all opulences.
所以就意味着，如果我们要是想了解主Krishna的更多的富裕的话，那就意味着我们应该要好好的服务他，然后来到Vaikuntha，然后在Vaikuntha我们就能够见到主所有的富裕了。And
even though these opulences are all present in Vaikuntha, the devotee does not even want to enjoy this opulence. He's not interested because he's already serving the Lord. He's already so satisfied. So he does not need to have this opulence. Those opulences are there. Come to him naturally.
虽然说在百昆塔显现了所有的这些富裕，但是作为一位奉献者来说呢，他其实根本就没有任何兴趣想要去得到这些富裕。原因就是由于他已经在服务至尊主了，他非常的快乐，非常的满足，而且呢，当他在服务至尊主的时候，这些富裕就很自然的会来到他的面前。So
we are in this material world, but with our material senses, with our material mind and intelligence, we don't even perceive what we are surrounded by. We only perceive what we want to enjoy. That's all. Otherwise, we are not even conscious of this material energy.
所以说我们因为在身处物质世界，我们的这个物质的感官、物质的心意，是没有办法真正的去了解，在我们身边所围绕的这个物质能量到底是怎么回事，我们只是把它用于我们想要得到的那些感官上的享乐而已。So
here we have a very clear description of the transcendental world that we can join. We can join in. You can participate in this wonderful loving service to the Lord, and without any need to experience any lack of anything or any suffering, any miseries.
所以呢，我们今天所看到的就是对于Vaikuntha星宿的非常的清晰的描述，而在这个地方呢，我们是可以通过对主的爱心的服务而加入到这里的。那么在这个地方呢，我们就不会感受到任何的痛苦、任何的不足、任何的不满。Srila
Prabhupada says in the end of his purport, text 17. The yogis are dependent on his mercy. Out of his immensely charitable disposition, he, the Lord, can award some temporary powers to the yogis because the yogis are hankering after them. But to his unalloyed devotees who do not want anything from the Lord save and accept his transcendental service, the Lord is so pleased that he gives himself in exchange for an alloyed service.
在今天咱们读的第十七世节的要旨的最后一部分，舍利弗帕巴就写到了，他说，瑜伽师要依靠他的恩典，他那无比的仁慈的性格使他会出于怜悯把瑜伽师渴求的短暂力量赐给他们一些，但对他那些 除了想为他做奉爱服务而别无所求的纯粹的奉献者，他是那么的高兴，甚至把自己都交给了他们，以回报他们为他所做的纯粹的奉爱服务。That's
why people in the devotees in this world who don't have much possession, material possessions, but if they are totally dedicated to serve the Lord, they are the happiest people in the world.
这就为什么在这物质世界的奉献者们，虽然说没有那么多的物质富裕，但是他如果要是真的全心全意的投入对至尊主的服务的话，那他们其实就是在这世界上最幸福快乐的人。They
don't need anything because they are fully satisfied in their loving service to Krishna.
因为他完全的心满意足于对主 Krishna 的充满了爱心的服务之中。 所以呢，他已经不需要别的什么了。
And Krishna promised in the Bhagavad Gita to my devotees, I maintain what they have, what they need to have, and I provide what they lack.
但是呢，在《佛家梵歌》中 ，Krishna 这样承诺说：“对于我的奉献者，我保留就是我赐给他他所需要的，以及保留他他所拥有的。”
So the devotee don't have no worries.
对奉献者是没有任何的担忧的。
Because they are surrendered to Krishna.
就是因为他皈依于 Krishna， 他臣服于 Krishna。
And to them, Krishna is so pleased that he gives himself in exchange for their loving service. He gives himself.
而且 Krishna 呢是如此的被这些奉献者们所取悦，他感到非常的开心，所以说呢，他会把他自己给予这些奉献者们。
So if we have Krishna, we don't need anything else.
所以说呢，只要我们有 Krishna， 我们就不需要其他的什么了。
But if you don't have Krishna, we want to have the whole world. And even if we have the whole world, we will never be happy.
但是如果我们要是没有 Krishna 的话，我们甚至于想要拥有整个世界。可是就即便是我们拥有了整个世界，我们依然不开心。
Because we cannot enjoy Krishna's energies. Krishna's energies are meant for Krishna's service.
因为我们是没有办法真正的去享受 Krishna 的能量的，因为 Krishna 的能量它所存在的目的就是为了要对 Krishna 做服务。
And when we want to just to engage in Krishna's service, all energies will be at our disposition for service.
那，sorry, when we just want to engage in devotional service
to the Lord, then all the energies are there, disposable to be engaged in Krishna's service.
Yeah, yeah. 那当我们内心想要为 Krishna 做服务的时候呢，这会儿 Krishna 所有的这些能量全部都会到场，然后呢，会做好了为 Krishna 做服务的准备。
So that should be the goal of our life. Just try to please the Lord by engaging in His pure and alloyed devotional service.
所以呢，这就是应该是我们的此生的目标，就是在没有任何动机的情况下，为主做非常纯粹的无暇的服务。
Okay, we stop here for today, and if there is any comments or realizations or questions, you are much welcome.
那我们今天的这节讲课的这部分呢，就先到这儿。然后看大家有没有任何的问题和评述，欢迎大家提上来。Yes, 阿叔啊。
I believe there are some questions from previous class. I'm not sure, but I think they were.
阿萨迪玛姐，咱们上一周的问题都解答完了没
？I think there were some questions.
上一周有没有问题哈？I asked Sati Maji to check what are the questions that hasn't been answered by you from previous week, but let's start it from the question of this week because we have already see half the week question here.Can we do that?
Okay.
我们先请萨利玛吉来查一下上周还有没有遗留的问题，然后与此同时呢，先请阿叔回答一下这周的问题啊，因为现在这会儿已经有问题会打上来了。那么这第一个问题呢，是来自于 Rukmini Mataji 的，顶拜感恩亲爱的阿叔和翻译，谢谢您顶拜您。请问阿叔，这些辉煌的景象在冥想时是自己主动的去想呢？还是祈求仁慈让他自己显现呢？每次想的时候总是觉得还不够，还不够，然后呢就又想偏了。OK, also please accept my very humble obeisances. Because in Bhagavad Gita, there are list about the glories of the Krishna's energy for us to meditate on. So my question is that while we are doing the meditation,do we proactively to imagining those things, or we pray for the mercy for it to manifest in our mind by itself, Because every time when I try to put my meditation on that, I always feel it's not sufficient. And the more I thought about that, then sometimes it will get deviated.
Well, there's opulences that Krishna shows in the Bhagavad Gita. There are opulences that are there, visible to, manifested to our senses.
We encounter them
all the time.
Yeah. 就是在《薄伽梵歌》里面所描述的，Krishna 的这些富裕，这些展现是已经展现在我们的眼前的。就是其实我们是无时无刻的都是在遇到他们的。
Some we are not visible, are not manifested to our senses when Krishna speaks about great demigods.
但是比如说当 Sri Krishna 他在讲述关于伟大的半神人这样的话题的时候呢，可能这些是没有实实在在的展现在我们的面前的。
But most of the opulences that Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, they are visible, they're,we can perceive with our senses to a certain extent.
但是呢，在《薄伽梵歌》里面 ，Krishna 他所描述的大部分的这些富裕呢，都是实实在在的展现的情景。那我们都可以某种程度的通过我们的感官去能看到他们，感知到他们。
So when Krishna says, "I am the sun, the light of the sun and the moon."
当 Krishna 说我是日月之光的时候
，We are not going to imagine a form of Krishna with the sun and the moon, or the sun and the moon making a form of Krishna.
那我们并不是说是要去想象，Krishna 和日月之光在一起，或者日月之光展现成了 Krishna 的形象。
No, these are energies of the Lord, and energies of the Lord.Are not different from the Lord, are part of the Lord. So when we see the energies, we think of the Lord. And we already had the description of the Lord Krishna in his wonderful, beautiful form, you know, bluish, you know, playing the flute, wearing a piece. That's the form we meditate. But we know these energies are all parts of him, so none different from him in one sense. Different and non different.
这些日月之光呢，他们其实是主的能量，它并但是主的这个能量和主之间并没有任何的区别。所以说呢，当我们感知到这主的能量的时候，也就意味着其实我们是感知到的主。但是呢，通过描述，我们已经知道主 Krishna 他的形象到底是什么。他是这个有着美丽的形象的，而且呢，他是具有蓝色的皮肤的。那这个 Krishna 的这个具体的他那个形象是我们要冥想的那个形象。但是呢，主的形象和他的能量之间是没有区别的。
So the meditation goes to the form of Krishna that we already heard the description. So we meditate on that form that we have seen in the temples. We meditate on that original form of the Lord. When you see his energies, we don't separate from them. We see them as.Part of the Lord, so when we see them, we think of the Lord automatically because they are connected with the Lord. They are His energies.
所以说呢，当我们在冥想的时候，我们要冥想的是我们已经从描述中了解到的主 Krishna 的形象，或者说是我们在庙里面所看到的神像的这个形象。但是呢，当我们看到这个主的能量的时候，我们立刻就能够把主的能量和主 Krishna 相连接在一起，因为他们俩之间没有区别。
So is the Krishna's sun, is Krishna's moon, is Krishna's air, is Krishna's water, and this taste, this beautiful sight, this beautiful sound, it's all coming from Krishna. This is all Krishna's energy.But the Krishna, we know, we have already the description in this form, beautiful form, and it's on that beautiful form, beautiful name, beautiful qualities that we meditate upon.
那比如说，这个太阳啊，月亮啊，水呀、啊，
还有各种各样美丽的景色呀景象啊，当我们看到它的时候呢，我们都知道这是 Krishna 的能量，然后以这样的方式呢就把这些能量和 Krishna 相连接在了一起，然后当我们看到这些能量的展现的时候呢，就让我们很自然的想起了 Krishna。 但是我们要去冥想的是 Krishna 的就是 Krishna 所就我们所在描述中所看到的 Krishna 的那个美丽的那个形象，那个是我们要去冥想的。
But we meditate on the form of Krishna because we already have the description, we have seen the form of Krishna.
因为我们在这个经典里面已经听到了 Krishna 他这个形象的具体的这个描述，所以呢，当我们再去冥想 Krishna 的时候，我们要冥想的是 Krishna 这个具体的形象。
In his original form.
他的这个具体的形象就是他最原初的形象。
And what we see, what we perceive in this world are his energies, and his energies are not separated from him. So when we see the energies, we remember Krishna. That's why Krishna said, I am the sun and the moon, the light and the sun and the moon. You see this light, you say, Krishna, oh Krishna. We see, we drink water, oh Krishna. We hear a beautiful sound, oh Krishna. We taste a beautiful, a nice prasad, oh Krishna. Because these are all representing Krishna.Is Krishna's energies.
那么当我们接触到 Krishna 的就是所有的这些能量的时候，那因为能量和 Krishna 是相连接在一起，他们之间没有任何的区别，所以说呢，就我们一下就能，比如说我们看到太阳的时候，我们知道一下，哦 Krishna 这是 Krishna， 月亮也是如此，当我们也喝了水，哦这就是 Krishna， 一下让我们能够想起来，吃 prasadam， 然后通过 prasadam 也能够一下想起 Krishna，因为我们知道所有的这一切都是 Krishna 的能量，所以和 Krishna 之间没区别。Ashok, you want to answer the next question?
Check it, there are previous questions.
This week.
There were questions.Ask Sati.
Sati Maji, 阿叔想回答上一周的问题，哪个是上一周的问题呢？
我查了一下，上周就是那个 Rukmini。
因为我看您最后那写的是 this week 这个周的。
对，上周我就查到一个 Rukmini 的
那个。
Rukmini
那个问题是吧？
对对。
请问阿叔，请问瓦昆特星球分等级吗？OK, 阿叔 ，this question from Rukmini Maji. She's asking, if there are different grades.In Vaikuntha planets.
This is from this week.
No, last week. Actually, there was only one question from last week, which is this question, and all of the others are the questions from this week.
Because here in my phone, I see many, many previous questions.
Sati Maji, 阿叔说他在他的那个手机上看到很多上周没有回答的问题。我现在记不清楚上一周还有哪些没有回答的。
我贴过来，但是上周这个、剩有两个都是评论，不是问题啊。稍等，
小弟妈姐您在吗？
我在呀。
He's not there. That's why we don't know. But
there are questions. 我在呀，弄不到我说话是吗？
对，我现在能听见了，现在能听见了。
哦，刚才我说话一直没听到啊。
你就一直没听见，一直没听见。
这样啊，我那个、oh. 我贴过来这部分。
对，因为我现在看不清楚。
你看一下，就是这个上这几个问题都是评论，然后应该不是问题，然后就 Rukmini 的那个是上一周的问题留下的，之前的应该都回答过了。
对，阿叔 there is only one question from Rukmini Madhajis. That is the question what she is asking about, are there any different grades in Vaikuntha planet system? But the others, actually, they are not really questions. They are just some comments. One is that, 是真的物体飞机吗? Okay, one is that, if...The planets are the really physic, I mean, the airplanes are the really physic airplanes.
The other one is, 阿叔讲的特别好，今天更加明白清晰了物质世界、灵性世界的实际本质。阿叔 gave us such a beautiful, wonderful lecture, and today I have a better understanding the differences in between of the material world and the spiritual world. Then the next one is the 咱阿叔翻译和主持人顶拜您，灵性世界确实很有吸引力，非常想回去。在这里待够了，不想再待下去了，我会好好的努力。感恩阿叔这么好的讲述，非常的喜欢。阿叔 ，thank you very much. Please accept my
apology. Okay, I understood.
Yeah.
I understood.
Yeah. So basically, this is
no question.
No, there was a question from Rukmini Mimataji. She's asking,
okay,
are there different layers or different grades in Vaikuntha?
Yes, there are.
So we're going to start.
Different Vaikuntha planets. There are many different Vaikuntha planets.
那我们现在呢就开始回答 Rukmini Mataji 的这个问题了啊。他问的问题是 Vaikuntha 星球分等级吗？然后阿叔说，在 Vaikuntha 有很多的星宿。
We do not say grades, but varieties.
我们不说分等级，但是我们说呢，那有各种各样的有就是五彩缤纷，有五彩缤纷，多种多样。
They're all engaged in serving the Lord in a very particular, very individual way in different planet, in different Vaikuntha planets.
他们呢在不同的 Vaikuntha 的星宿中，以各种各样的方式非常喜乐的服务着。
Okay, next question from today.
Yeah, 那我们现在就开始又回到咱们这一周的问题了哈。那么下面这个问题呢是来自于 Vedavati Mataji 的。咱阿叔精彩的讲课，怎样理解至尊主是一切的一切，而他又是最气绝的呢？阿叔 ，Thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. And what is the right way to understand
that? And sweet translation. And sweet translation.
还有甜美的翻译。谢谢阿叔 ，You really understand and you don't need me.
No, I have a translator in my phone.
怎样理解至尊主的是一切的一切，而他呢又是最气绝的 ？How to understand that Supreme Lord is the owner of everything and everyone? However, at the same time, he is the most renounced.
That's the question?
Yes. How to understand that he, you know, he owns everything, but he is most renounced.
Because he is self-satisfied.
他之所以是最气绝的原因呢，是由于他是自我满足的。
A person who is self-satisfied, he may be surrounded by opulence, but he is not attached.
那一个自我满足的人，他也许可能是会被各种各样的富裕所环绕，但是呢，他不依附于这些富裕。
So all the opulences of the Lord, they actually want to serve the Lord. The Lord does not need to enjoy his opulences, but the opulences they want to serve the Lord.
那主呢，他其实不需要去享受他的这些富裕，但是这些富裕呢，是非常的想要服务主的。
And serve Krishna's devotees. So the opulences are there for the pleasure of his devotees.
然后呢，而且用它来服务他的奉献者，因为呢，就是所有的这些富裕也都是会去反馈给那些奉献者们的。
But the devotees are also self-satisfied because they are serving the Lord. So they use all these opulences just to serve the Lord.
但是奉献者呢，由于他是在服务至尊主，所以说呢，他也是自我满足的，所以呢，他就只是用所有这些富裕去服务主。
So like we have the kalpa viksha trees in the spiritual world, they can give all kinds, they can satisfy your desires.
所以我们在灵性世界呢，是有 kalpa viksha 树，就是如愿树。那这些如愿树呢，是可以满足大家的愿望。
But you may think all the devotees are just sitting under the trees and having so many desires satisfied by the desire tree.
就是我们可能有时就在想，这奉献者就坐在树底下，然后呢在想着自己各种各样的愿望，然后呢就等着这个如愿树给自己的愿望满足。
No, the devotees come and they pick up the flowers and the fruits from the trees and make an offer to Krishna.
不是这样的，这个奉献者他会来到这儿，然后呢他会摘下花，然后呢他会把这或者是摘下果实，然后把这花和果实呢献给 Krishna。
They don't have any personal desires.
因为奉献者他没有任何的个人的欲望或者愿望。
Their own desire is to serve Krishna.
因为他们唯一的愿望就是要服务 Krishna.
And all these desire trees, and they are there just to satisfy the desire to serve Krishna. But they just want the fruits and the flowers from the trees to offer to Krishna. That's all they want.
那虽然说有所有的这些如愿树在那儿，然后呢，如愿树它也可以满足奉献者的所有的这些愿望。但是呢，这个奉献者他唯一的愿望呢，就是要摘下这树上的花和果子，然后把它献给 Krishna。
嗯。What was the other part of the question?
That's it. You answer that.
She's answering that.
So the Lord is the owner of everything. How come he's still the most renounced one?
Yeah, because he's totally self-satisfied.
主他之所以是最祈求的原因，就是因为他是完全是自我满足的。那么
if you are self-satisfied, you also don't hanker for anything.
因为如果要是我们要是自我满足的话，那我们也就不会再渴求着想要任何东西了。
Okay, next question, Govinda.
Next question from Govinda. 请问阿叔和所有的奉献者，请问阿叔，物质自然和 Mahatattva 的关系是怎样的呢？他们都是人格的吗？既然是人格，为什么说他们是低等能量？这些人格都是解脱的灵魂，对吗？阿叔 please accept my humble obeisances and to all the devotees.My question is that, what are the differences in between of the Prakriti and the Mahatattva? Do both of them are persons? And also, if
yeah.
they are personified, why both of them are the lower energies?And also, for these personalities, are they also realized souls?
Yes, they are realized souls. They are energies of the Lord.
他们都是觉悟的灵魂，而且他们都是主的能量。
They're all individual souls, yes.
但是的确，他们都是个体灵魂。
They manifest that potency that was given by the Lord, either.Material potency or the material ingredients for the material creation. This is a different potencies. We have different forms.
那么他们呢显现出了。
World.
那么他们呢显现了不同的能量。那么这个能量呢，有的是物质自然的能量，还有一些这个能量呢，就是要进行物质，就要进行这个。物质世界的创造所需要用的所有的这些成分，那么这些都是主的能量，然后这些能量呢，在灵性世界都是人格的。
So they are all personalities. Everything in reality, in ultimate aspect, is are persons. From the persons, the energies manifest.
其实呢，就是从终极的实相来说，就是所有的一切都是人格的。那么所有的这一切它都是在由从那个人格来显现的。
Here in the material world, you only perceive the energies. We don't see the personalities behind the energies.
但是在这个物质世界呢，我们所感受到的只是这个能量，我们看不到在这个能量背后的人。
And we only try to enjoy the energies without giving any regard to the personality behind those energies.
那我们只是 we only want to enjoy those energies, but don't
but we don't give any regard to the personalities behind them.
Yeah, 所以呢，在我们在这物质世界，我们只是在去
享受着用着这些能量，但是其实我们并没有去好好的感谢一下在这个能量背后所支撑它的人。
And we don't even perceive the personalities behind them, and you don't even know there are personalities behind them.
事实上，我们并没有感知到在这些能量后面所这个支撑他的这个人，嗯，而且呢，我们也不知道有这么一个人。
We don't care. We just try to enjoy the energies. You don't care where they come from and who is the personality behind them. When the sun is coming, sunshine, we like to have sunshine in the winter time. We appreciate so much the sun, but we don't care that is the sun god.
嗯，而且呢，我们根本也不关心到底这个能量到底是从哪儿来的。我们只要是能有这能量用去享受就好了。比如说。这冬天太阳升起来了，这个阳光让我们感到很暖和，我们觉得很舒服，但是这个太阳它是从哪个太阳神那儿出来的，这个、我们就不关心了。
But in reality they are all personalities, the energies, they have always a person behind them, and the ultimate personality, the original personality, who is the source of all these personalities that have these energies,Is Krishna.
但是呢，在实际的这个状况来说呢，就是所有的这一切，所有的这些能量，它后面都是人格的，都是由一个人在支撑的。然后从终极来说，所有的这些人，就是这些能量的这个人格，它最终的源泉都是 Krishna.
Okay, next question.
Rajendra Prabhu, 顶拜阿叔，顶拜翻译，顶拜主持。三个问题，第一个是凡灵的微小独立性如何展示，第二个是在人体形体中如何展，在人形身体中是如何展示的，在动物的躯体中是如何展示的。 Rajendra Prabhu, Ding Bai Prabhu, Rajendra Prabhu ask, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, to the translator, and also to the host. Three questions, but they are kind of connected, so I will translate to you together.For the individual souls in minor independent freedom, how the minor individual dependent to be manifested by the individual souls, and how it manifested this through the human body, and how it's manifested from the animal's body.
Can you translate again? Try to put it crazy.
He is asking, because of the individual soul has the very petty individuality, 独立性 dependent.
Independence.
He said because of the individual souls has very petty independence.
Limited.
Very little, tiny independence. So he is asking how the independence to be manifested through
in
the
human
body,
or in
animal
body,
or
in a, yeah, in a inferior forms, as practically there's no much independence.
就是在更低等的这个生物形体里面是没有太多的独立性的。
They are totally dependent whatever material energy arranges for them. They don't have any independence, practically speaking. They just follow the laws of nature as they are.
所以他们就完全依靠于这个物质自然所把他们所放置在的一种状态。他只是去追随这个物质自然的法律就好了。
We are not going to see a cat trying to behave like a dog.
就是我们不会看到一只猫它像狗那样去行事。
Or any creature try to eat the food that belongs to other creature. They eat what they are supposed to eat. They do what they are supposed to do. They follow the laws of nature. So they have practically no independence. They're totally dependent on material energy.
这个就是一种种类的动物呢，它不会去吃另外其他种类的动物的食物。 他不会去做其他的那些动物要做的这个事情。所以从这角度来说呢，这动物它是没有独立性的，它只是就是按照这个物质自然的法律去行事就好了。
In a human form of life, we have a certain margin of independence.
但是呢，在人类的这个身形里面呢，我们是有一定这个一定宽度的独立性的。
If you are in ignorance and passion, we have very, very limited or practically no independence.
但是如果我们要是处在欲味属性和激情属性下的话，实际上我们是基本上是没有独立性的，或者说是有非常局限的独立性的。
But if you are in a mood of goodness, then we display more independence, more choices.
但是如果我们要是处在善良属性的话呢，那我们就会有更多的选择，然后呢有更多的独立性。
But never completely independent because we are affected by our previous karma.
但是由于我们被之前的业报所影响，所以我们不可能有完全的独立性。
Independence is experienced in the spiritual world because in the spiritual world we are all dedicated to the service of the Lord. We have no selfish interests, so we have so many choices and we have so many desires to please the Lord, and it says unlimited desires.
那么在这个独立性呢，它是在灵性世界所展现的，因为在灵性世界呢，我们唯一想做的事情就是要服务主。他没有任何的自私自利的这个欲望，所以说呢，他就有这个很大的这个独立性，他有无限的这种愿望去服务主。
And we are in our original form, spiritual form. We are not constrained by the material energy.
而且在灵性世界呢，我们是处在原初的灵性的形象里面。那么在这样的形象里面，我们是不会受限于物质能量的。
But individual souls conditioned by material energy, that's right, condition, material energy, condition them, give them so many conditions. They cannot express much independence because they are controlled by material energy, whereas in the spiritual world, they are not controlled by material energy.
但是在这个物质世界呢，这个受条件限制的灵魂，它是被物质能量所控制住的，所以呢。所以它被称为叫受条件限制的。当它在这样的条件限制中的时候呢，它就没有办法展现它的独立性。
So in the material world, we start to experience real independence in the human form of life, particularly in the mode of goodness. And the most independence we experience while in the human form of life, when we start engaging in devotional service, then our independence becomes broader and broader.
那所以说呢，在这个物质世界，只有当人类在善良属性的这种状态下的时候呢，他能够体会出一些独立性。那么当他真正的能够感受到独立性的时候呢，是当他在为主做父爱服务的时候。那当他呢在为主做父爱服务的时候呢，他这种独立性就能够展现得越来越宽，越来越宽了。
Because when we became totally engaged in devotional service, then material energy stops disturbing us when all our karma is annihilated and material energies give us freedom of action to please the Lord.
因为当我们真正的开始服务主的时候呢，这个物质能量它就不会再来打扰我们了，然后呢它就会把我们从之前的这个业报的捆缚之中释放出来。然后呢，他也就会让我们能够有自由的去服务主，所以这会儿我们就有独立性了。
Okay, then next question, A4.
Next question from 喜宝，喜宝，请问阿叔和老师们周末愉快。请问在奉爱瑜伽里，是不是 Krishna 会通过拿走学生的多余的物质享乐和计划来考验学生呢？因为我发现。如果自己越想深入 Krishna 知觉，自己很多物质的计划就会越会难实现。但是如果是渴望灵性方面的服务，就比较容易的能够达成。请问这个考验只是针对不同的学生才有不同时期的考试吗？谢谢您。Please accept my humble obeisances to you and a happy weekend. So my question is that In the practice of Bhakti Yoga, is that true that Lord Krishna will remove the excessive material enjoyment from the petitioners in this way to give the test to the petitioner? Because I find that if I want to go deeper of the Krishna consciousness, then sometimes it's harder for me to fulfill my material-oriented plans. And however, if I have those kind of desire for rendering more service, to do more devotional service, then it's easier to be attained. So my question is that if this is a test, then for this test, is that to be used for different students or petitioners and from the different time to give this type of test?
According to the degree of your surrender to Krishna, Krishna is going to test you in different ways. But Krishna is always testing us in order to make sure that we understand and we practice it properly, devotional service, engage everything in his service. So Krishna may take away things that are impediment to our surrender. Krishna can give if we're going to use in his service. Krishna can give the whole planet, you know, if you want to engage everything in Krishna's service.
根据我们对 Krishna 的皈依的程度， Krishna 他会以各种各样的方式来给我们进行考验。因为 Krishna 他必须要考验我们是不是真正的对于奉爱服务有了这个正确的理解，而且呢，他会看我们这个愿望是不是要去为 Krishna 做服务。那他如果要是我们这个愿望不是要为 Krishna 做服务的话，那他就会把我们的这些 就是这些东西给拿走，但是如果我们要是为了要为 Krishna 做服务而需要一些东西的话呢，那他就会把我们所需要的这个东西给我们。那如果我们要是需要的话，他可以把整个这个星球给我们。Yes,
at different times, different students, the different level of surrender, Krishna test in different ways. But his intention is to make us more surrender to him and be more benefited.
那当然，对不同的学生，在不同的时候，他会给予不同的考验。但所有的这些考验呢，都是为了要让我们得到更多的益处。So
Krishna is always doing everything, having in mind our ultimate benefit.
因为 Krishna 他所做的所有的一切呢，都是为了我们的最终的福祉所想的。
So we have to trust Krishna's arrangement and not anchor for any material things. If you plan and we try and doesn't work, better give up. If it's not for this, and try to check if it's, we are really endeavoring for Krishna's pleasure according to the guidance of Guru and the scriptures, or if we are doing for our own selfish interest.
所以说呢，我们就一定要非常的信任 Krishna 他所做出的这个安排。 然后我们要时刻的要去检醒，就是我们的愿望、我们的欲求、我们的努力，到底是为了要我们是不是就是在追随着Guru的这个教导？我们是不是真的想要去服务 Krishna？ 真的想要去学他？而还是我们做的一切只是为了要满足自己的私欲、自己的享乐？We
have to see our motivation.
所以我们必须要看到我们的动机。
And that's true. Sometimes because Krishna is pleased with our attitude and we still try to go into satisfy our material desires, and Krishna may not satisfy those desires because it's for our protection.
而且有的时候呢，就是Krishna看到我们其实就是挺好的，想要去服务他，但与此同时呢，我们依然还要想去满足我们自己的物质欲望。 那Krishna 他就不会去满足我们的这个物质欲望，会拿走它。原因是因为这是对我们的一个保护。So
Krishna is protecting us.
所以 Krishna 在保护我们。Next
question.
我下面一个问题是来自于吴秀红的顶白阿叔的莲花族顶白奉献者，他说 Krishna 被骗子骗走了财产，还去追吗？ 还是把有限的时间和精力用于服务主 Krishna 更好些。Ashu, please accept my humble businesses to your lotus feet and the humble businesses to all the devotees. My question is that if the cheater cheat away my assets, do I need to try the effort to, you know, to fight it back from the cheater? Mm. Yeah, or I just you know, engage my very limited time and energy to do the service for the Lord.
Well, if you can try, if you can fight and get back those things that we think are important in your service to Krishna, you try. But we don't endeavor too much. If you see that you're trying and it's not getting any result, they just give up.
就是如果要是被骗走的这些东西，你要是觉得它对于为 Krishna 做服务是很有用的话，那您可以尝试着去把它找回来，把它要回来。但是如果要是花了挺大的劲儿还没有把它要回来的话，那就别再费劲了。
Maybe it's Krishna's arrangement to take away those things from you.
那也许这是 Krishna 的安排，是要把这些东西从你这儿拿走。
So yes, you try. We make effort to try to get back whatever we think is important in our service to Krishna. But if it does, after spending time and energy, you see it's useless, pointless. They just give up.
就是因为如果我们要是觉得被拿走这个东西对于为 Krishna 做服务是很重要的东西的话呢，那我们就试着去把它给追回来。但是如果我们要是时间精力都花了半天，然后呢依然还是没有办法达到我们的这个目的的话，那我们就别费劲了。 Next question.
Yes,
from 静华。顶拜阿叔，顶拜翻译，顶拜您。静华，请问阿叔，既然一切都是主和主的能量，而能量又与主没有区别，那么我们服务主的能量不也是一样的吗？就等于在服务了主，我们的躯体也是主的能量，水土火，可是我们与主不一样，既一又异，那我怎么能够理解主的能量和主是没有区别的呢？阿叔， my question is that since everything is connected with Lord and is the energy of the Lord.And the energy and the Lord, there are no difference. So isn't true that we just serve the energy is also the same. Is also the same as do the service to the Lord. Because our physical body is also the energy from the Lord. For example, it comes from water, fire, earth, etc. However, we are not really the same as the Lord. So we are the same and different. But how do I understand that there is no differences in between of the Lord and the energy?
Well, like the example is given, example of the sun and the sunshine.
那比如说我们有这样的一个例子，就是太阳和太阳光的例子。
When the sunshine enters in your room, you say, "Oh, the sun is in my room."
当阳光进入到房间里的时候呢，我们就会说，哦，这个我的房间里有阳光。
The sun is here. The sun is in my room.
对，就是当这个阳光进入到我的房间里的时候，我会说，哦，这个太阳来了，太阳就在我的房间里。
But we know it's not the sun. It's just the sun energy. It's the sun rays.
但是我们其实知道，并不是太阳真的在这儿，只是太阳的能量，是太阳的光在这儿。
But we cannot separate the sunshine from the sun. They coexist together.
但是呢，我们又不能够把太阳和太阳光分开，因为他们俩人是同时存在的。
The sunshine without sun does not exist, and the sun does not exist without sunshine.
因为如果要是没有太阳的话呢，太阳光就不可能存在，没有太阳光，太阳也没存在。
But at the same time, you know that the sunshine is coming from the sun.
但是与此同时呢，你又知道阳光是来自于太阳的。
And to be under the sunshine or to be under the sun is different.
但是呢，在阳光下和在太阳 to be under the sun and to be under the sunshine is different.
Yes, if you are under the sun, you're gonna be pulverized.
那么就是说，就是如果你要是在太阳底下和你在太阳阳光下，这是不一样的。因为如果你要是真的就在太阳底下的话，那就化成灰了。
So the Lord and His energies are not are different, are the same and different and non-different.
所以说呢，主和他的能量相同又又不同。
One and different.
对，他们是一样的，但与此同时又是不一样的。
So Krishna is present through his energy, so we use his energies for Krishna's service.
对 ，Krishna 呢是通过他的能量显现，然后我们呢，对，就这么说吧，就 Krishna 是通过他的能量存在，那我们呢要把 Krishna 的能量用于对 Krishna 的服务。
The energy we engage the energies of the Lord in his service.
真的，我们是要用主的能量去为主做服务。
We engage ourselves. We are also energy of the Lord. We engage ourselves in the service of the Lord, and we engage material energies like these bodies in Krishna's service.
那因为我们自己也是主的能量，所以呢，我们就要把我们自己用于对主的服务，而且呢，我们要用就是由这物质能量所创造的我们的这具躯体来为主做服务。
Because all the energies belong to the Lord.
因为所有的这些能量呢都是属于主的。
If you try to use the energies of the Lord for your own sake, then you are a thief.
那如果你要是把这个主的这个能量用于自己的享乐的话，那我们就是贼了。
And a thief is punished.
而这个贼呢，他是要被惩罚的。
That's why those who try to use material energy for their own selfish interests, they are punished by the laws of nature, the laws of the Lord.
那也就是为什么，把这个物质能量用于自我享乐的人，就会被物质自然的法律所惩罚。
So yes, the energies are none different from the Lord because they are coming from the Lord, like the sunshine is coming.From the sun, so the energy and the energetic are one in that sense, but at the same time are different. The energy is a part of the Lord. It's not the Lord. It's the energy is coming from the Lord.
所以说呢，这个能量和能量的拥有者，他们俩人是没有区别的。从某种意义上来讲，他们是没有区别的。原因是因为这个能量是来自于这个能量的拥有者，就好像这个。阳光是来自于太阳的，但是呢，他们俩又不一样。原因就是由于这个能量，它是来自于能量的拥有者，它是这个能量的拥有者的一部分。
So the sun and then sunshine are none different.
所以说呢，太阳和阳光它们之间没有区别。
Because they coexist.
因为它们是同时存在的。
But at the same time are different.
但与此同时，他们又是不一样的。
If the sunshine is coming to me, it's okay. I feel warm. But if I'm in contact directly with the sun, then I will be burned. I will be in powder.
就是如果要是我接触到的是阳光的话呢，那我觉得很好，因为我觉得很暖和、很温暖。但如果我要是直接碰着太阳了的话，那我就会被烧成灰了。
Or you can give also the example of the drop of the sea water and the ocean. The ocean is vast, great, and the drop of water has the same qualities as the ocean, but in quality, the same quality, the same, but in quantity is different.
那么还有一个例子就是海洋里的一滴水以及与一汪洋海之间的关系。那么这个从质上来说呢，这一滴水和海洋一汪洋的海的这个海水，它的质是一样的，所以它们俩是一样的。但是从量上来说呢，它们又是不一样的，因为这一滴水它只是一滴而已，而那一片海洋呢是一汪洋海。
So you can see always there is a difference between the energy and the source of energy.
所以我们总是能够看到在能量和能量的源泉 之间是有区别的。
So the energies are meant to be used in Krishna's service. Because he is the source of the energies.
那因为 Krishna 他是能量的源泉，所以这个能量呢就是应该用于对 Krishna 的服务。
So we use material energy in Krishna's service.
所以呢，我们把物质能量用于对 Krishna 的服务中。
And we engage ourselves in Krishna's service because we are also Krishna's energies.
然后，而且我们也会把自己用于对 Krishna 的服务中，因为我们自己它就是 Krishna 的能量。
Okay, that's all or still some.
Sorry.
There's any other question?
Yeah, two more. 下面一个问题是 VV 的。顶拜阿叔，感谢翻译，谢谢您。请问气绝有几种表现形式？阿叔，VV asked, firstly, a humble obeisances to you, and she's asking how many different manifestations of the renunciation? What type of forms of renunciation?
Well, the real renunciation is to understand that everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure.So we renounce the enjoying spirits, the independent desire to enjoy Krishna's energies. We use everything in his service. Then this is the right renunciation.
那真正的气绝，它其实就是说了解了一切都是要用于对 Krishna 的服务。所以说，如果我们要是把所有的这一切全部都用在对 Krishna 的服务的话，那就意味着我们有了真正的气绝。
So Krishna can give you lots of opulence, have a big house, lots of money and not everything. But if you use everything in Krishna's service, then you are renounced, even though you are living with so much, surrounded by so much opulence.
那 Krishna 他可能会给你很多的富裕的条件，比如说给你很多钱，然后给你大房子。但是如果要是你把所有的这一切的条件和设施全部都用作对 Krishna 的服务的话，那么即便是你是被财富所拥有，但你依然是非常的气绝的。
On the other side, you may be a very poor beggar, but you are attached to your little belongings, so you are not renounced. It seems that you don't have anything, but whatever you have, you are very attached for your own selfish interests. Then you are not renounced.
但是从另外一个角度来讲，如果要是一个乞丐，他基本上没什么东西，但是他对于他所拥有的那一点点财物都非常的依附，要为自己的一些这个利益而用这些东西的话，那也意味着他不是一个气绝者，虽然他什么也没有。
So the real form of renunciation is to renounce the enjoying spirit, not to enjoy the things of this world, but to give up, renounce the enjoying spirit of trying to enjoy those things that actually do not belong to us.
OK, 那所以呢，这个真正的气绝，也就是说是放弃掉想要去享乐的这种精神，就是想要享乐的这种精神。因为在这个物质世界，我们其实并不拥有什么，没有什么东西是属于我们自己的。
Nothing belongs to us.
没有什么是属于我们的。
So we cannot renounce anything.
所以我们其实是没有办法真正的放弃任何东西的。
Because nothing is our property.
因为没有什么是我们的财产。
But that enjoying spirit, that we can renounce.
但是呢，那种想要去享乐的那种精神，这个是我们要放弃掉的。
Then you can be surrounded by so much material opulence, but you have no attachment. We use everything in Krishna's service.
那么当我们放弃了，当我们放弃了这种要享乐的这种想法和精神的时候呢，这会儿我们哪怕是拥有了很多的这种财富，我们都没有关系，也都始终是处在一种气绝的状态，因为我们可以很好的把这些所拥有的，就是展现在我面前的这些这个。财富用于对 Krishna 的服务之中，以及对 Krishna 的奉献者的服务之中。
So the enjoying spirit, this is the highest renunciation, the real renunciation.
所以说呢，就是放弃掉这种想要去 享乐的这种精神，这个是最出最高的气绝的形式，而且呢也是真正的气绝。
Okay, next question.
下面一个问题是来自于淡然一笑的 Brahma， 这些觉悟属于灵性知识吗？超然知识和灵性知识是一回事吗？还是两个不同的概念？If the realization of Lord Brahma belongs to the spiritual knowledge, and if the spiritual knowledge and transcendental knowledge are the same thing, or they are two different concepts?
No, transcendental knowledge means spiritual knowledge, means knowledge of the spiritual reality, the reality.
那么超人知识和灵性知识是一个概念，是一种知识，就是这个灵性的知识，也就是灵性的实相，是真正的实际的情况。
It's real knowledge to understand spirit, to understand matter in their perspective, and to understand who is the controller of both. This is transcendental knowledge. To understand not just the spirit, but to understand matter and who is controlling everything.
就是这是一个真正的知识。这真正知识是什么呢？就是了解了灵性的，也了解了物质的，并且了解了谁是这一切的控制者。
Lord Brahma at that stage, at attained that stage of realizing this material world, because he created everything within this material world, realizing material energy, realizing spiritual energy, and realizing the Supreme Lord who is the controller of all. So he had perfect knowledge, transcendental knowledge.
So Brahma, 他就处在这样的一个级别上，他是觉悟到了，了解到了这个物质世界，所以说呢，他才创造出了这个物质世界。而且呢，他是觉悟了灵性的事物，觉悟了物质的事物，他也觉悟了至尊主，觉悟了这个超然，就是最终的这个控制者。
嗯，
所以说呢，就是please go ahead, 还是。
So material knowledge is imperfect knowledge because we know only the material reality. Transcendental knowledge means you know everything. You know material things, material energy, you understand material energy properly, and you understand the spiritual energy and the source of both energies, the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢，这个物质的知识它并不是完美的知识，因为只了解一半，只了解到了这个物质方面的信息，只了解了物质能量。但是呢，这个灵性的知识呢，是又了解了物质方面的信息，又了解灵性方面的信息，也了解了这个物质能量和灵性能量之间的关系，而且也了解了这个至尊主是一切的控制者。
Okay, we stop here.
我们的讲课就到这儿了，今天。
Thank you very much for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
嗯。Very special thank you for the Nikelian Sati to be so patient for 2 hours taking care of us.
非常感谢 Sati Maji 还有 Dana Kelly 能够这么有耐心的花2个小时的时间把我们照顾得好好的。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari, Hari, Hari Go.
发出 KJ 怀坤的知音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩 Krishna Baladeva 我们亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心解答。谢谢萨蒂玛吉为我们安排的这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日，深深的顶拜大家 ，Hare Krishna。